Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the October special of Finding Mr. Right. During this month, on daily and weekly shows, I'm going to talk about lots of stories, wonderful stories of love stories from my 22 years of marrying couples at the beach. And I'm going to the wonderful story I have today is I have a questionnaire that I would have my brides and grooms fill out. And one of the questions on the questionnaire is, how do you resolve conflict? And one of my most favorite answers was from this couple who they had been high school sweethearts and they were getting married. Actually, this was a anniversary vow renewal. They had been high school sweethearts, and they were having their 10th year anniversary. And they had gotten married right out of high school, and they had been married now for 10 years, and they had two children. They had originally wanted to be married originally at the beach, but her mom talked her out of it because she said that her grandma wouldn't be able to come if it was at the beach, but she had always wanted to have that beach wedding, so they did their anniversary at the beach. So I asked them, how do you resolve conflict? And this is what they said. We are team players, and we know that we are on the same team. Isn't that great? I loved it. I told them that 10 was an esoteric number of testing. And so we were there to on that day to celebrate because they had passed their test. Okay, so earlier this week I was going through some stuff, you know, that housekeeping stuff we have to do from time to time. You know, delete stuff off our phone or delete stuff off the computer, go through files, papers that are in the inboxes, you know, waiting to be taken care of. And I found an interesting part of my past. It was a program I had participated in at that time of my life to ask for clarity. And I did this program from September 17th to October 20th, 1999. And at the end of this 33-day program, it was clearly established that my future was going to be directed towards what was called then a chat room. And I called my chat room the clergy chat room. And the reason why I'm going to tell you about this tonight on the Finding Mr. Right October celebration is because in my book I've written, 17 Things to Do While Waiting for Mr. Right, which you can get for free at www.mrrightforme.com, I say in my book that Mr. Right is waiting for you on your specific and unique divine path. So if you're not on your specific and unique divine path, you're not going to meet him. So the purpose of this first show tonight is to encourage you to look at your life and make sure you're on your divine path. Do you know what your purpose is? Do you know what service you are to provide to the community? Because we can only receive if we give something. You have to give in order to receive. So by knowing your own unique talents and abilities and determining what your special job is here on Earth, and making sure you're providing that service to your community, then or it could involve, you know, goods too. You could either be providing a service or providing some part of the goods that people need. And then while you are on your divine path providing whatever service or selling your goods, Mr. Wright's going to come along. You know, when I think back on this, all we had on the internet at that time was chat rooms. Do you remember that? Back in 1999. I was on AOL then. I'm still on AOL today. Because there wasn't Gmail or Yahoo or SBCGlobal.net or any of those other internet systems for communications like we have today, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I mean, just think of how the internet has changed. But back in those early days, it was a chat room. Who knew that that chat room would eventually become a worldwide radio station called Blog Talk Radio, where I would be able to sit right here in my office in Southern California and talk to the world? Now, my point here is that as you find out what your purpose is and you start on your path, it might be called something today that seems limited in scope, but don't discount what it might become as we advance and progress along our path together as a society, as a culture, as a people, as a nation. So I want to read to you from a message that was given called The Pearls of Wisdom back in 1975. Here's the message. There is a plan for you. For every child of God, there is a divine way. There will always be human alternatives and choices that we make for ourselves that come from human wisdoms and human foundations. But what I will give you today is a mantra for divine direction. And I bid you make the choice today to enter into a covenant with yourself through your own I Am presence, and be in agreement with your own real self to choose to define the path of your own self-realization. I initiate you into the cycle of the 33, a formula for alchemy, as an exercise to become aware of your divine path. And then the messenger gave the formula for this 33-day prayer for information and clarification that I did and which I'm going to give to you tonight. So get pencil and paper and get ready to take down the instructions. Okay, so first of all, what I did was I made that covenant with myself to choose to know the path of my own self-realization at that time. Now, this was September 17th, 1999, and I started the 33 days of transformational alchemy that would reveal my divine path for me then. Now, notice I started in the middle of the month, because you don't have to be at the first day of the month or on an even day or an odd day. It's not that you can't start on a special day, but, you know, and maybe if you figure out what day it'll be 33 days from the day you start, and that day is a date that will have meaning for you, then start on that day. I always like to remind everyone, though, that the Bible says that today is the day of salvation. It's always today. But whenever you're ready to start, then start. So you will begin by placing yourself at a desk that is cleaned and cleared where you will not be disturbed. And then take a blank sheet of white paper and take your pen in your hand. And now close your eyes and go within yourself and go into your heart. And now you're going to begin to speak with the Elohim of life. Now, the Elohim of life are the seven creators of our earth. The Bible says, let us make man in our image, in our likeness. And so this plurality of masters, called the Lords of Life, then proceeded to create our earth and everything that's on it. And so eventually they created us, and we are made in their image. In the image of God, make we them. We're created with the same powers that they have, and we're to begin to become aware of these powers and begin to be trained to use them so that someday we can work together with other creators to create on earth somewhere else. And actually, on my website, marcianne.com, on the radio page, I have a message for you from each one of these seven creators, which you can listen to for free. Okay, now this is what you want to say to the Lords of Life. Dearly beloved Lords of Life, I thank you for my life. I now bow my knee before thee, and I now choose to know what you would have me to do in my life. I now call forth the divine plan for my life, the divine blueprint of my being, and I call to the great divine director to assist me to understand my individual identity as it applies to the circumstances of my life in time and space right now. And then light a candle and look at the light of the candle and see in the light of that candle, the God spark that you are, that contains all of the power for you to take this opportunity to fulfill your cosmic destiny. And allow the flame of the candle to remind you of that threefold flame of love, wisdom, and power that burns on the altar of your heart. And see the flame of the candle as a symbol of the potential of untapped resources, those boundless areas of all possibilities, of all the cosmic energies that are available to you that you don't know about yet, but all of this is waiting for your command. Now, take your pen and begin to set forth in your own handwriting on that blank white page of paper before you, which symbolizes the white page that God has given to all of us as the gift of life. Begin to just write down all of your desires, any ideas you've had for yourself, your fondest hopes, your heart's longings, impossible dreams, your spiritual expectations of yourself, your material expectations of yourself, services that you enjoy, and what kind of record of victory would you desire to leave behind when you leave Earth. Now, you can go to www.MrRightForMe.com and download my book for free, because on pages 45 to 48, I have this worksheet all ready for you to use that has this list of things you're supposed to write down, as well as a lot of other questions to answer that will help expand you and your worksheet answers. Okay, then when I did the 33-day covenant with myself, I began to write down everything at that time that I was considering. And my list was a list of 9 things at that time. And through the 33 days, I added some new ones and I took things off. And at the end of the 33 days, there was one thing left on the list. And it was clergy chat room. Well, you know, like I said, the internet in 1999 was still in its baby stage. There wasn't any social media like we have today. We didn't have cell phones. This is just back in the days. Also, during the time when you were on the internet was charged by the minute. And I would sometimes get a bill for $80 or $90 a month just to be in that chat room for 1 hour. And now we get a bill of $50 to $100 a month to have a cell phone. But when I first began the 33-day covenant between the Lords of Life and myself, this is what I found out. You begin to write and rewrite out this outline of your life as much as is necessary. Examine each thing on your list for the purity of its motive. Why are you wanting this? Is the ulterior motive to hurt or harm anybody else? Or is your motive pure for yourself? So examine each thing on your list for its practicality. How practical is it to want a Mercedes if you don't even have a job? So you might want to start perhaps by getting a job. But how practical is it to get a job if you don't have an education? So then you would want to redefine that desire by desiring to get an education. And how practical is it to get an education? Well, today it's very practical to get an education. Anybody who wants to graduate from high school can. It's free. You can even do it on your phone now. Did you know that? Anybody who wants to get a college education can. The government will pay you to go to college. So in working out the 33-day alchemy, do you see how you do it? From Mercedes to getting an education. If you see someone driving down the street in a Mercedes, I can pretty much guarantee you that that person got an education and then got a job and then bought the Mercedes. No one gave it to them. So as you go through the 33 days, just begin to examine each thing you've written on your list as to its probability of happening, of how much you are willing to summon up the power that is within the energies of within yourself. How strong is your commitment to knowing what your divine plan is? How strong is your constancy to make it through the entire 33 days and not miss a single day? And do your best all day, every day, and keep yourself focused. Not worrying about what others are doing or seeing what they have, just keeping yourself focused within and listening with all of your heart to the great divine director who is going to show you your divine path. Now, each day of the 33 days, take that white piece of paper with all of your hopes and your dreams and your desires on it written out in your own handwriting. And then you will say the mantra for divine direction 14 times. And repeat this exercise for 33 days. I'm going to give you the mantra in just a moment. And then at the conclusion of your mantra, take your pen and write upon another white piece of paper any thoughts that you might have, any feelings in your heart that come up. And as you proceed through these 33 days, the great divine director will begin to bring all of the love and wisdom and power into your real self in an alignment that will bring forth this goal for your life. From the very first day that you will begin this, the alchemy of the divine direction will begin to be at work within you. And it works minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, from the within to the without. And as you give the mantra, you are planting these seeds of consciousness at all levels of your being. And these seeds will germinate and push through to the surface. And after you've completed your 33-day covenant, you will be pursuing the purification of your vehicle of consciousness in your four lower bodies. The lords of life are always looking for purity of motive, purity of intent, purity of consecration, purity of focus, and purity of concentration. So as I went through my 33 days, what I did was make a chart, and I put the dates of 9/17/1999 through October 20th, 1999. I made a whole list of those dates, and I put a box beside each date, and as I did the meditation and the mantra every day, I checked the box. And on April 14th, 1999, I had reached the point of only having this one thing on my list, the clergy chat room. And for the last 6 days of my 33 days, I just concentrated on energizing that one thing. And, you know, when I looked at that chart this week, I just sat and reflected on what I had logged on those sheets of paper as I went through those 33 days. And you know what has come out of that? All of the seeds that I planted during that 33-day alchemy that have now come into being? I enlarged my wedding business. I went on the internet, which resulted in having clergy chats with thousands of brides and grooms, doing anywhere from 150 to 200 weddings every year until last year when I decided to begin to transition to just doing my radio show. And then I wrote my book and went out and had clergy chats on my book tour, talking to ladies who could come to hear me at local libraries about my book. And then on October 14th, do you know it's the exact same day that I realized in 1999, my one single mission at that time, the clergy chat room, I started my radio show. And I have been having clergy chats weekly ever since October 14th, 2012. I've been having these weekly clergy chats, clergy chat room, with almost 50,000 people who have chosen to tune in on a regular basis. You know, I sometimes think that people just think things are going to instantaneously appear, you know? Like we're going to just sit here and there it is. I think we're programmed like this, you know, instant coffee, 24-hour news programs, especially today with cell phones that have texting and have us totally connected all the time instantaneously. I kind of call it the purple pill syndrome. You know, give me a purple pill and instantaneously Mr. Right will appear right before me on his white horse and swish me away to Camelot and I'll live happily ever after. Or give me the purple pill and instantaneously this 200 pounds I want to lose that it took me 20 years to put on my body will just magically drop off. Or give me my purple pill and instantaneously I'm going to be rich and famous. But let me tell you, if you will do this 33-day covenant, by the end of the 33 days, you will be in instantaneous and constant communication from then on with the lords of life, the great divine director, all of your own individual guides and guardian angels that are assigned to you. And let me tell you, what they're going to be helping you with and telling you is a lot more important and useful in your life than what your friend Sally had for lunch, or how many new cases of a virus were discovered today, or if the Fed raised interest rates. I mean, once you dedicate yourself to finding your divine path, you're going to find you aren't very much interested anymore or even affected by all the bad news on the TV. You probably won't be interested or even have time to listen to it or take part in that, those mundane lives of other people. You're going to be so interested in what is ahead for you. And I'm going to say this again and again and again during this special Finding Mr. Right October. Mr. Right is waiting for you upon your own divine path. All right. Here's the covenant. Now you're going to say this mantra 14 times each day for 33 days. You start out with, Great Divine Director, come, bring me your ray. Guide me to my purpose. By thy love I pray. Make us one. Guard each hour. Let the sun's radiant power make me free now and for eternity. Now, after each one of these statements, there's a chorus. And the chorus says, Thy blue lightning power protect me, adorn me with the power of thy light. And you want to say that at the end of each one of these lines. Because this will focus the lightning light upon the project of your purpose. Okay, the next line is, Divine Director dear, give me wisdom pure. Thy power ever near helps me to endure. And then you say the chorus, Thy blue lightning power protect me, adore me and adorn me with the power of thy light. Shed thy light on me. Come and make me whole. Reveal to me my purpose, O lover of my soul. Thy blue lightning power protect me. Adore me and adorn me with the power of thy light. And then at the very end, you say, In full faith, I consciously accept this manifest right here and right now with full power, eternally sustained, all powerfully active, ever expanding until I am wholly ascended in the light and free. Beloved I am, beloved I am, beloved I am. Now, if you'd like to have a copy of this mantra so that you can start your 33-day covenant for clarity of your purpose and the divine plan of your life, you can go to my website, marcianne.com, and email me. And just put mantra in the subject line, and I'll send it to you. I encourage you to also listen to those messages that are available there on the website from the Lords of Light. All of this is free. So, started my show tonight by playing those wonderful bells from the San Juan Capistrano Mission. In San Juan Capistrano, they always ring those bells when somebody gets married. And what I would like, if that's what your desire is, and you want to find Mr. Right, and you want to get married, as you hear the beginning and the end of this special month of October of Finding Mr. Right, you just think of those bells as ringing for you.